Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Linda Powell Jensen. I lived in the mining town of Holden from 1951 to 1955. I made a short weekend return to Holden in June of 1957 prior to the mine closing on July 1. The Holden mining community was a great place to be a kid. And even though I only lived here for 4 years, I will always call Holden the place where I grew up. My first return to Holden after it became Holden Village was for a single day trip, miners' reunion, in 1982. The first thing I noticed when I stepped off the bus was all the happy children. I thought, just like when I lived here. Over the next 17 years, I attended miners' reunions and brought my son to Holden several times for short summer stays. At one of the reunions, a retired couple, a few years older than me, told me they had come as summer volunteers and really enjoyed their experience. I thought that might be something fun to do. In 1998, after 34 years in management in the telecommunications industry, I was handed a retirement package as part of a corporate downsizing. In 1999, I signed up for a 3-week tour of duty as a short-term volunteer at Holden Village. I have always enjoyed history, so I volunteered to work in the museum. That first summer, I familiarized myself with the exhibits and did my best to help visitors and answer their questions. I made some notes about ideas for future mining community exhibits. After being asked to present a program about the mining days, I created a walk through the miners' village through the eyes of a child. During that first year, I also spent time reviewing materials and learning all I could about Holden Village, how it came to be, and the establishment of the foundation. The story of how Wes Priebe obtained the gift was fascinating. The difficult process involved in accepting the gift and setting up the nonprofit entity provided a great lesson in determination and perseverance. Then the hard work got even harder. In 1961, a group of young college students arrived to begin cleanup and repair of the facilities. They stayed for a month and eventually named themselves the Forerunners. During that period, they established four basic elements that are still at the core of village operations today: daily worship, volunteer labor, study sessions, recreation. The 1962 work group followed the same routine. They stayed for the better part of the summer and became known as the Undertakers. Carol Hinderly was named the first director in 1963. He and his wife Mary directed the implementation of summer guest seasons, which included daily worship, regular program, basic healthy food, and ample opportunity for open conversation and recreation. Summer themes were started in 1965. Hilarity has always been a part of Holden. In 1966, the second year, the summer theme was Holy Hilarity. Holden Village has continued to evolve and develop over the years. A mission statement has been written and tweaked. The core values have been expanded. These carefully crafted additions and changes are all complementary enhancements to the basic beginning. Holden Village is a truly unique place, a place apart. Among the greatest benefits of coming to Holden are the opportunities to enjoy the wilderness and disconnect from the outside world. Taking a hike, sharing conversation on a patio or porch swing, listening to the creek, the wind in the trees, or birds singing are all refreshing stimulants to the spirit. Attending Bible study and program sessions expands the mind and provides more topic for conversation on the patio. The world keeps changing and Holden Village changes also. A few years ago, I started a matins with my favorite Wes Prieb quote. Afterwards, someone came up to me and asked, "Who is Wes Prieb?" It was a wake-up call. We needed to work harder to tell the Holden Village story. I hope to continue to present programs about the early history and evolution of the village for a long time. I am privileged to be a member of the task force working on exhibit planning for the new Portal Museum that will replace the one torn down during mine remediation. We are working hard to communicate the Holden Village story and to provide a clear understanding of the importance of preserving the uniqueness and values of this beautiful place.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.